Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled Imperfect Discipleship, and the reading is from the Gospel of John.
Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Some questions lead to answers, while others reveal more about the questioner. What do we learn about Nathanael from his question, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Is there any way we can avoid seeing him as a sarcastic young man, somewhat full of himself, who has no idea of the life-changing situation he is about to meet? Are we sometimes reluctant to accept the meaning of the words of Scripture if they don't present holy people as, according to our definition, holy? We are willing to overlook Peter's impetuous remarks because of his obvious dedication to Jesus. Even his denials can be forgiven because Jesus, in asking the threefold question, "Peter, do you love me?" announced that forgiveness. Nathanael, as a new disciple, probably qualifies as holy to some. But his question about Nazareth is an uncomfortable beginning to a relationship with the Son of Man. And the awkwardness is only compounded when Nathanael follows up, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" with, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Some may interpret this effusive remark as an act of faith, but doesn't it seem overdone? Jesus' question is revealing, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree?" Yet Jesus looks on this true child of Israel with compassion. Nathanael has so much to learn. And suddenly the conversation moves away from fig trees. We wonder what goes through Nathanael's mind as he hears Jesus' words, "You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." What is the message of the scripture passage? As so often, what scripture often gives us is not holy people, but human beings full of imperfection. Like the prodigal son whose outrageous behavior is happily forgotten when he asks for and receives complete forgiveness from his father. Or, more subtly, like the imperfection of the obedient brother whose pride will not let him join in that forgiveness. Or like Nathanael, as he listens to Jesus, his naive sarcasm and flattery disappear into silence. John ends this chapter here. Maybe a silence of epiphany. Then again, consider people like us, each imperfect in our own way. Maybe I need to recognize that while Scripture often provides role models, many of the stories, like Nathanael's, offer a mirror in which I can see myself. Then my scripture study becomes a meditation on what a 21st century journey with Jesus can be. Imperfection moving into relationship, I have so much to learn.